Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Kurt Landry, and I have a choice. Now, Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app, sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
The economic impact of coronavirus has been felt by many businesses and organizations, including small churches that may have already been fighting to keep the lights on. But a new initiative may give them help when they need it most. Find out more after this break.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
A recent Barna Group survey found that nearly one in four churches, about 22%, have had to reduce staff hours, compensation, or even lay off employees because of the coronavirus pandemic. Another 7% say they are not even sure whether their church will survive the pandemic. But the Church's Helping Churches initiative is trying to prevent those closures. The initiative, led by the AND campaign and featuring the help of former NFL player and Christian leader Benjamin Watson, seeks to have larger, more financially stable or less affected churches financially support churches in low-income, predominantly urban areas that have been disproportionately impacted by the COVID-19 economic shutdown. Specifically, the initiative is creating a coronavirus at-risk church relief fund that will provide $3,000 in grants to small churches at risk of closing within the next 3 months due to drop-offs in offerings and donations. Their goal is to raise $500,000 in April from not just larger churches, but also ministries and individual donors. So far, they're at 20% of that, having raised $100,000. 100% of all proceeds raised will go to the at-risk churches without overhead taken by the initiative. Justin Gibboni, the president of the AND campaign, said in a statement, "Although the federal government has moved to provide some assistance to Americans and nonprofits, we believe that the church should be the first to help their brothers and sisters in need. Many of our churches in low-income urban areas have been hit hard because of the virus's spread in densely populated areas and the loss of jobs for hourly workers who cannot do their work remotely." Watson added, "My wife and I are honored to support this initiative to help churches, many of whom are pillars of hope and charity for their community in times of crisis. I want to invite all Christian organizations and followers of Jesus Christ who are able to help to come together and find ways to support these vulnerable churches and their congregations. If you're interested in learning more or even applying for your church to be eligible, visit churchrelief.org. Pray that these poor, at-risk churches will receive the help they need, and praise God for the charity and generosity of so many ministries and churches. If you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.